Good morning. Do we have locked doors? Do we need objective evidence in life or physical evidence? And when we say, "Peace be with you," what is our response? In the gospel account today, the writer starts with, "It was evening," just like the earlier gospel accounts concerning the resurrection, when Mary Magdalene went to the tomb while it was dark. The absence of light, hopelessness, silence. Here in today's gospel, the disciples are in the darkness of evening, and the doors are closed and locked. They are in fear of the same authorities who put the Lord to death. Jesus enters the room and says, "Peace be with you." Peace, or shalom, a word meaning hello and goodbye. The risen Jesus now gives the disciples his gift of peace, which drives away their fear. The gift of peace incorporates them into the communion with the Father, the mission of the church. Through the cross and resurrection, Christ has conquered the world and its rulers. He has made us children of God, heirs to the kingdom. There is no reason to remain in fear. Our Lord shows his disciples his wounds. The presence of Christ's wounds to his friends is significant. They indicate that the body, resurrected to glory, is the same one that died on the cross. That resurrection is not a return to a human mortal body, but a total transformation into a glorified body. The wounds of the resurrected Jesus reveal that he is forever fixed in the act of total love for us in which he died. We have many saints who have testified by apparitions throughout history of the resurrected body, including the feast we celebrate today, Divine Mercy Sunday. His sacrifice that he offered on the cross are forever present before the Father as expiation for our sins and for the whole world. The disciples who were in darkness in a state of grief, hopelessness, and fear are now in great joy. After showing his wounds, Jesus draws all of us into the mission of the church. "As the Father sent me, so I send you." And like the disciples, we are sealed by the breath of the Holy Spirit at baptism and confirmation. And yet, as wonderful as this gospel account is today, we have one who was missing from the table. One of my jobs in aviation and quality control for many years since retired was running quality. If there was a non-conformance in the plant, quality would release a corrective action to drive out nonconformance. We would look for root cause, corrective action, and root cause, corrective action. And of critical importance, we would ask for objective evidence, OE, objective evidence of the corrective action. Objective evidence of the corrective action could be a printed copy of new shop planning, a training record, a new tool to assist with assembly, a digital picture before and after the change. St. Thomas would be a great quality guy in aviation today. He would ensure objective evidence is properly implemented and verified. And flying at 30,000 feet, you would most probably be very happy that he is asking for objective evidence. In today's gospel, Thomas needed objective evidence. Now, he is the same apostle who encouraged Jesus and his followers to go to Bethany to see Lazarus when there was much fear of Jesus being stoned to death. So Thomas has faith and rallies with Jesus in this particular story. Now, Thomas comes back to his friends after the death and resurrection. You could say he was late to the resurrection party. He missed some of the initial accounts and experiences of the other disciples. "Unless I touch the nail marks and put my hand into his side." The good news for us, as Jesus comes back, the room is locked. No mention of fear this time, so the disciples' faith is progressing. Jesus challenged to Thomas, "Come and see the objective evidence of my glorified body." Thomas' reply says it all, "My Lord and my God." And blessed are those who have not seen and believe. So what does this mean for us today in the 50 days of celebrating Easter? The disciples moved from darkness, despair, and a locked room. How do we know what happened to them? We can see from today's first two readings that they lived in communal life, and yes, they had their share of troubles, but by the power of the Holy Spirit, they progressed. We are the objective evidence of the early church. Perhaps the room in our hearts and minds are locked or partially locked from time to time. Maybe we're in need of objective evidence in dealing with a financial issue, a family sickness, a relationship issue, a job, or direction in our life. Our sacraments, baptism, confirmation, Eucharist, and penance can bring healing to unlock the brokenness we may be experiencing. We can hear the Lord calling us in Mass today, just like the apostles in the upper room, when Father says, "The Lord be with you," or "Peace be with you." When we respond, "And with your spirit," and "also with you," we are opening our hearts to the resurrected Jesus in the breaking of the bread. We are saying, in essence, in the objective evidence of our faith, "My Lord and my God."